What up, y'all? Ryan and Alex here for another fun day of just some good-ass shit. So we're going to be reading some of our customer feedback right now because, damn, we got such great reviews. We want to share it with all of our diehard listeners here. One review from Loser Capital L wrote, "Lame sauce. I really thought this was going to be somewhat entertaining. However, it's total trash. You could really have made something here, but you dropped the ball. Nothing about this podcast is really funny. More sad than pathetic, really." But that's just me.
Right on the head.
Maybe someone with a terrible sense of humor will find this funny. Better luck next time.
Man, bro, you're pretty pathetic and have a bad sense of humor, so it seems to be going along pretty well with the comments.
Wow, it seems like they hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, right on the head. Thanks for the comments. Thanks for listening.
Schmanks you.
Don't do that, bro.
From Julia Corley. Awful. I don't think they even like their own podcast. Pretty sure they only have listeners because of what they named it. Super lame and kind of sad.
I mean, I kind of really don't actually enjoy my time with you, so she was pretty right on the head. I don't hate the podcast.
Yeah,
but
they know.
Each other.
They know. From Zami, I would give it zero if I could.
Yeah, we've had so many people say that.
They wrote, "I would give it zero if I could. I find it so interesting how these podcast speakers are telling us to take them seriously when they don't take themselves seriously.
Why so serious?"
Nice, Heath. If they actually had valid...
That was actually pretty bad. I could do it much better, but like I have to do it kind of loud because of like we don't have a mic. So I can do better, people. So, sorry.
You could do better.
I can do better. We will do better when we have a mic.
We will. If they actually had valid, well-thought-out criticisms about these girls they're making this troll podcast about, it would be fine. But this nonsensical verbal diarrhea they produce is, as content, is very lazy and uninteresting.
The girls are not our main focus. Our main focus is to expose the fakes. And these girls are just...
They're conduits to our means to our end.
And, like, they've actually gone back and looked at their own shit and said, like, hey, we used to be, like, bitches and, like, don't listen to our advice. And we've been saying this for a while now, so they themselves actually agree with what we're saying. So I don't know if we're really, like, that off the nail here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
And then Shijigbizi Hen wrote, "Confused. Sounds like these guys aren't on the same page at all. One is super confused on what's going on or the concept. I agree, the call her daddy is stupid and just hoes trying to normalize being a hoe. However, you guys really should have planned this out better. For being so smart, you two come across very challenged and social awkward."
We never claimed to be smart. Not at all. Like, I think we're pretty average. Even sometimes stupider than the average person.
Sometimes smarter, sometimes stupider.
I think, but that's how it is for everyone. Everyone's on a spectrum. Everyone has their moments that they say some smart shit, and then sometimes people are like, where the fuck is my cell phone? And it's right in their hand. So, you know, everyone has their off moments and their on moments.
Cool.
But, this podcast is also just, like, life going on. Like, you can't really plan how life is supposed to go, just like how sometimes we'll start on a topic and then it'll go sideways for a bit and we try to come back to it, but we're just going with the flow of the conversation as if, like, you're having a conversation with your friend. Do you really stay on topic the whole time? No. You know, life happens. Things pop up. Even while you're having a conversation, so... We're just, it's just life, and that's what we want you guys to think about the podcast. Like, it's just, you know, people hanging out and talking. I mean, what more is to a podcast than that? I mean, we try to have a few laughs, maybe talk about the news, current events, try to keep people up to date with shit. In China, after 3 months of protest, They actually finally retracted the extradition bill. So one out of five things of the protests have actually, worked out. And that's awesome. But because of 3 months of protesting with all the police violence and horrible, horrible things that have gone on, their list of demands have actually gone up past the extradition bill because so many more things have happened.
So much has gone
since
in the way.
Just protesting for that. I mean, I think it's like 7 million people live in Hong Kong, and almost every night, somewhere between 1 to 3 million people would show up and protest. Like, half the population was protesting this bill. And it comes down to a lot of fundamental issues with China, but there's a bunch of, which are much worse than the United States. Get this. People in Hong Kong are raising the American flag and saying Donald Trump is one of the best presidents of all time, calling him Uncle Trump, looking up to him as a leader. And then we have people here putting the communist flag up and saying how we should be communists, when the people from the communist country are putting up the American flag saying we need to be like them, because we're so much better off.
Yeah. People polarize on opposite ends to protest.
Because people don't even know what communism is. It's one of the worst things that humanity has ever experienced. Communism has led to more deaths than anything else, okay? Communism is the trashiest, worst thing, and people want to bring it to the United States. My father escaped communism. People escape communism and socialism. No one's escaping capitalism. They're just going on vacation, okay? But, this is part exactly what just happened. We were talking about one topic, and it got kind of put off onto the, it went off topic for a second. But I think the information is valuable. I think people should enjoy hearing it. And I think we'll have some laughs as the podcast goes on. You know, these comments are pretty funny to us. I mean, we hope they're funny to you guys, too. You know, it's just childish bullshit, so...
The key word is very few laughs and very many cringes and awkwardness. So, Sherbans-3 wrote...
I hope we're not that awkward.
16-year-old guys? ... Dude, First of all, the amount of public speaking competence these guys possess is just not comparable to good. Now, if good is Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, then I don't want that.
That
even
cool.
In the middle school level, these men are either extremely high or just extremely stupid. It's mostly high, a little bit stupid. Might I add how awkward this was to listen to. They have absolutely no entertainment factor within the podcast. It felt as if this was a very last-minute gathering of high school boys, definitely in the marching band type of guys, by the way, who were picked randomly and had to attempt presenting a communications presentation while only preparing for it the period beforehand. Trying to bank off of Alex and Sophia's fame? Weird. But whatever pays the bills, I guess.
We don't get anything from this. We're doing this out of the,
kindness of our hearts.
Yeah, exactly.
This isn't paying the bills, ladies.
Why you gotta say it like that? Don't say it like that. You don't even know that's a lady fucking posting.
It was Alex and Sophia that wrote that.
You don't know that. I mean, we can assume that that it's them, but you can't just, what assuming does makes an ass out of you and me.
We're already asses, bro.
I don't think I'm an ass, but you can talk for yourself.
Cool. In fact, we're donating half of all our proceeds to charity.
Yeah, if we ever make money off of this, we're donating to charity, of course.
We are. We're donating half of what we make to charity. This has nothing to do with you girls. And everything to do with us. We don't have a choice but to be douchebags.
What?
We're sorry you had to be our conduit at the moment. We think you guys are taking it like sports. We don't mean most of what we said.
I mean everything I say. I'm not a liar, and I don't cringe on what I say. Shut up.
But could you say you didn't deserve some of it, Alex and Sophia? We're doing this talk about events and important shit, as humanity is on the verge
to expose the
of destroying itself from the outside in.
From the inside out, bro. You're saying it backwards.
Both.
I don't think that's how it works.
They're really way off with these accounts. Picture creative, dark, tormented artists. Think Keith Richards, Larry David, or Edgar Allan Poe. The reason this sounds the way it does is because we live in a constant state of depression and irony. We struggle with our own morality every day and can create something that is a mishmash in culture, society, and stupidity. But we are not shoot-em-ups. Instead of seeking street justice, we combat our enemies from the airwaves. That is the single most American thing we can do. Although this is the worst piece of art we have ever created, I truly think it is getting a little better. And we have a microphone that will make it sound decent once we do get it. But Ryan and I are true artists in the classical sense. I do paintings.
And I do poetry.
Ryan writes poetry. But most importantly, we're working on a TV show about our lives that is going to be as funny, if not more, than Entourage and Seinfeld. You can say we're lying, but you'll just have to wait for it to come to Netflix. I gave it a 5 years max. Long story short, don't trust many of these negative reviews, because they're just written by the Call Her Daddy girls. They're goddamn obsessed with us. Jeez. Get a life, will ya? Evidently, this Trashcast is brought to you by geeks. Yeah.
Perfect.
Geeks who do marching bands. There was a guy in their old apartment, Alex and Sophia, outside their building who was bleeding to death. They laughed about it on the show. And weren't as they weren't as concerned for him as to why he was within 20 feet of their apartment. That was more in their minds. So Sophia stepped over him and was burdened by his inconvenience.
Okay.
As he was like bleeding and dead. They say their hair to help guys. But after giving tips for how to get a guy to leave after the smash, they said that guys are stupid. The excuses will work every time. They really seem to value men and their contribution. Sigh. They talk shit about Ryan's conspiracies in episode 51.
What?
I'm gonna play it right now. Episode 51, 11 minutes, 30 seconds in.
No, my second one.
Listen, guys.
Lips, spread vagina. Yeah, like 1 foot up. No, we don't need that. I don't think actually the toilet really needs to be part of the picture at all. So, like, stop. And I'm like, Sophia!
One of the most important inventions in history.
Christopher Columbus, there's like this big theory that he didn't even get to America. Yeah. So, like, there's this really big contrast. Okay, back to dick pics. Jesus. But I wanted to clarify. So, Ben.
They were mocking Ryan there.
I didn't see how they were mocking me.
The way Ryan goes off on conspiracy theory tangents, they said.
Stupid.
Yeah. They were kind of poking fun at the fact that we go from really relevant and cool conversations to kind of just stupid historical conspiracy, poli-sci, current event talk. shit that doesn't really have relevance to most people's lives.
Shit that's just going on.
Yeah, it's shit that's going on. We're trying to make people smarter
not and even more intelligent for the coming life, days. We're just having life going on, and if we could pass on some knowledge to someone, or make someone laugh, make their day a little bit better, that's what we're trying to accomplish here.
Life is what happens while you're busy making other plans. That's what John Lennon said. But he got off before he could make those dreams come into fruition.
He did. And he beat his wife, so. Alright, nice. And Kit.
Kit. Now me?
No, I'm saying he beat the kid.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, alright.
Now I'm I'm a fake fuck. I'm fake as fuck.
Fucking dig.
We need to make being real,
like,
as Trump universally crazy. Has proven and followed, or else someone really bad is actually going to win the presidency one day doing what Trump did, and that person could be a fascist. We need to make realness come to the mainstream, because there's so many people who are fake and just say what they have to say to get their following. Get people behind them. How can we stop me from being fake as fuck?
I have no idea anymore, bro. I think it's just who you are. Been like this for too long. I don't even think you're, like, I've said this to you before, like, I don't even think you're trying to be, like, an asshole or anything right now, but, like, Jesus Christ. Your fucking face. Like, anyone could want to just punch you in the face from looking at you in the face, bro.
I just spilled my...
Do you have a napkin? I don't have a napkin.
Yeah, basically...
Yeah, you should pause this and bring it back.
When I go... No. Watch out for your water.
I don't want this.
When I go through the city and I walk through the streets...
Bro.
There's so many people who just see me and want to punch me in the face.
Recording,
no.
You can bring it back.
We're good, G. There's so many people who want to punch me in the fuck in the face and knock me out.
Disgusting.
They just see me and look at me and want nothing to do with me. Sad, actually.
The entire thing is sad.
I don't quite know what to do about that. I don't know how to get people to want to punch me less. I only know how to get negative reviews on iTunes. It's cool, though.
You can do much more than that, bro.
I could.
I can assure you.
That's cool. So.
It's actually pretty nice and supportive of me. But we all know that I don't think they are going to go much further in your job.
What do you mean? I'm going to get fired soon?
Yeah.
Yeah, without a doubt. I'm going to get fired very soon.
November, October.
That's when they do layoffs. I'm out by then.
The fake maybe they'll give you one more year?
Maybe. The boss has been talking. He's not. He's, the boss isn't trying to give me one more year. He's not optimistic about it at all. Even though I'm one of the smartest people in the company... I'm also one of the weirdest. Clients don't like me at all. So, although I'm able to write the papers better than most of the people, when I meet the client, they want to sign with a different company almost immediately. I wonder why.
No, wait.
We all watch
them for the record. Bro, you suck.
Chill.
What the fuck, dude? What the fuck?
Chill. I shouldn't. Chill.
What the fuck, you asshole? Why is it so difficult for you to be a normal fucking person?
It's impossible.
It's fucking ridiculous. Bro, this is why people fucking hate you.
Hate
this is why people want to punch you in the face when they first see you.
They want to end
It's literally
me.
Natural instinct to kill the thing that's an asshole.
It's why every fraternity rejected me.
You quit the last one. You only went to two.
Got rejected by 8. Got pledged by 2, rejected by 8. You already know. So,
Wait, but I thought the one that Justin got into.
They accepted me hesitantly because they needed people. Desperately. Because they were about to get disbanded. And then they ended up getting disbanded because they hazed too hard and rejected everyone. Yeah. So, what do you think about the anime factory being burnt down?
What?
These are done by narcissistic young men with an extreme sense of grievance.
What did you even
an injury that are completely unrelated to reality.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The anime factory that burned down.
Oh, yeah, this happened weeks ago.
They are passionate about their lives, but they're willing to die for it.
Yeah.
What do you think about these weebos burning down an anime factory?
They're a lot cooler than you.
Not really. They're burning down public property.
I don't think they burned it down on property. Considering the point that they went in to save the shit, that doesn't make me think that they burned it down on property.
What do you mean, save it?
Didn't you say they went back in to save the...
No! They tried to burn down an anime factory that they didn't work at as a protest in China.
That's stupid.
Do you think people...
I have no idea what it's about.
Do people who watch anime have a higher likelihood of committing terrorist acts?
Not at all. That's a complete lie. What?
Because half of the past school shooters have been anime fans.
Yeah. They've also been on super hard fucking drugs. I can guarantee you they're way more fucking...
normal than me.
Yeah. I can assure you that watching anime does not make you more violent in any way, shape, or possible.
It did it to these guys.
It had nothing to do with anime, I can assure you. Anime.
And why did the anime factory burn down?
Bro, I have no idea.
Yeah, right. You don't know.
I had no. I knew about the one in Japan. I had no idea what you were talking
Japan,
about.
In Japan. That was the one.
Bro, you just said China.
China, Japan, all relative. Someone burnt it down. Trying to make a terrorist political statement.
Shut the fuck up if you don't know what you're talking about. You're just spewing bullshit out of your mouth.
It happened.
When I said in Japan, you literally said, no, it happened in China. And now you just said it happened in Japan.
It was Japan.
Bro, you're such a piece of shit.
Cool. So you have no opinion on the fact that people are committing mass destruction on property of their interest because they're an anti-corporate, super passionate counterculture movement.
Well, it's not the anime. And these people are not counterculture. Take that back. These people are not counterculture.
They are. It's that people who are drawn to burning down factories also seem to be interested in anime.
You don't know the school shooters. You don't know anything about them. Just because you hear something on the news. Bro, the news is fucking fake.
I get all my news from CNN.
That comes off. You get it from the fakest fucking one.
News Network.
You're getting news from the fakest one.
They're the fakest, but they're the most active.
No. No.
Terrible. Alright. I talked to a girl on an app, and she said...
Yeah, bro, she this loved, was a few weeks ago. This was in July.
She said she loved corny pickup lines. So, I say one, and then she ignores me for, like, a day. And then I write back... I guess you didn't like it.
You didn't write back, bro. You answered her. You texted her a second time.
And she responds, try again. So I try with the second pickup line. She blocks me. Sad.
So funny.
Basically so sums pathetic. Up our generation.
Yeah.
That Coldplay song.
Oh,
the first
wait,
you try,
let me,
you don't
let me
succeed.
Give a story off of Tinder today.
Okay.
Stop saying.
Cool.
So, I go on Tinder, and there is some, like, pretty hot chick with her description being like, hey, I don't go on here that much. Friend me on Instagram if you want a response. So... I'm like, yeah, she's pretty cute. Fuck it, I'll go on Instagram, see what's happening.
Okay.
So I go on, and, like, you know, she's got, like, a bunch of pictures and shit. So I decided to message her, and I don't get no answer. So I'm like, whatever. Sad. And from the way that she made it, like, sound on the,
app.
On Tinder was, like, one, she was into, like, cosplay and into, like, the anime stuff. And then on top of that, no, that's the way it seemed. And then she was also talking, like, very dirty and rough on, Tinder, too. Like, in her pictures and shit.
That's hot.
So I was like, so then I sent her a second message being like, damn, I was really looking forward to seeing if I could get Smash. Strangled out by those thick-ass thighs of yours.
Hot.
And she answers me going, hey, that sounds pretty hot. I'm just going to make, actually, I'll just bring it up because it's fucking funny. It's
she really ended up being a dude.
I don't know what she ended up being.
Terrible.
Ah, fuck, I ruined the story. Where? So, I'll still give you the full story.
Terrible.
So, she's like, yeah, I'm down, but, is it okay if we film it? And I'm like, yeah, sure. She's like, you're okay with fucking me in front of the camera. I'm like,
bro, she was some Nigerian 45-year-old dude.
Let me finish, bro. So, I'm like, sure, why not, LOL. She goes, what do you do for a living? I explain, I'm like, I work for Best Buy.
She wants to see if you have money. And you didn't?
Getting my security guard license.
Real respect.
I'm getting it all together. What do you do for a living? And she goes, well, I only do the cam shows.
Huh?
So, she wants to be making real money, or what the fuck is she asking, like,
random guys? She's trying to suck your dick on video camera for more reviews.
I don't know what they're trying to set up. But she goes on to say, I'm getting paid $500 for the video. If you come in and help me, I'll get $100 more. I mean, I'll pay you $100. So I was like,
that's a move.
Wow, a paid acting gig? You're setting me up? That's really nice of you. Thanks, I'm down. And she goes, cool. But just to let you know, this is only business. You need a stage name. So I have,
Your name is Hunter Milano.
Nah, I gave him my original one.
Terrible.
You need to have, like, you need to be really confident to fuck on a camera because a lot of guys get, like, squeamish about it.
Bitch-ass like, gays.
I'm like, don't worry about it. I filmed myself before fucking my exes. I'm totally comfortable with it.
That must and have got her off. That,
that's pretty cool that you just want to keep this straight business. I'm very comfortable with that as well. I already got a stage name. Dominic Petrovic.
Huh?
I had one for a while. Just let me know when you want to shoot. She goes, awesome. I'm going to message the company so I can get paid the $500.
Cool.
When do you want to make this happen? Do you think we could do it tonight? Wow. I go, sure, I'm down. Is there a way that we can FaceTime each other so I know I'm not getting catfished? All I got is a scene.
Damn, he got left on scene.
No answer.
IG DM.
Looks like someone was trying to jack some cash from me. Even though I don't understand how her offering me cash makes her cash in the long run, but I'm sure, like, if I played into this stupid thing, I would, like, they would end up saying something that I need to send money first.
It was a 45-year-old Nigerian dude in the Ivory Coast trying to get you to send the money.
Something like that.
Terrible. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Well, I thought it was funny.
That's really pathetic, actually.
Very pathetic. Bad show.
Sorry.
It always happens.
So now to the main point of today.
What? Is there ever a point?
No.
Yeah, exactly. There's no main point, bro.
So, what Facebook did was they hired pros to do a year-long investigation to find the bias inherent in the company and the infrastructure.
Wow.
What did the company report?
No.
They found bias heavily skewed against conservative media.
Yeah.
Who I mean, would have thunk it? How could someone ever guess that these liberal social media companies are skewed against conservatives? And me being a liberal, right. I take offense to the fact that the only social media platforms are all so liberal. That we leave
bro,
between
you're
40.
Not liberal. You don't even know what's happening.
I don't know what's happening. But that we leave between 40 to 50% of the entire damn country off the table because everything that we say and do is being funneled into a system that is wholeheartedly
skewed,
controlled and skewed by the upper liberal
elite.
By
the hands of a few. Yeah.
The hands of a select few. George Soros being one in particular. So
wait, you believe that Soros is behind a lot of shit?
He's behind a lot of it.
Wow.
So
it's very conspiratorial of you.
No, it's the truth.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure what to do with these facts. We have to fight against a society, like Call Her Daddy, that just has one type of view. They refuse to see anything from another sight and light. It's so much bullshit.
You have to be open-minded and end up getting so much bullshit in the
world. Much bullshit in the world. And so many people looking for answers. And when you have whole platforms or celebrities and personalities who only see things from their microscopic looking glass, then you can be sure as fuck that the agendas of yesterday will carry through and the ideas of tomorrow are ignored and silenced. Like the way Andrew Yang was on the top 10 for the NBC Democratic primary debate, and they removed his name from the top 10 list so they could place their logo there. They literally silenced Yang's name. Let me show you what this looks like. In their attempt to dissuade incentive on these counter movements, counterproductive to the establishment, but really good and moralistic for the people who matter. Look what they did to Yang's thing. Top 10, look at the bottom right, where there should be a Yang.
Oh, they put the NBC
symbol. They put the
symbol.
NBC thing.
Wow, that's fucked up.
And they didn't even cover it. They didn't put it in, just covered it with the NBC. They completely
They just got rid of
they
it.
They eliminated the entire slot that should have his name.
Wow. Fucking.
So Yang wrote to his select few confidants, "You have to see this. Last night, NBC News showed a graphic listing of 10 candidates who made it to the debate stage in September. Notice anything missing? It's clear that even when we blow through, fundraising goals have more grassroots supporters than many big-name candidates and continue to rise in the polls, we still will be ignored by many in the media and establishment."
Wow.
Basically what he's saying
is being treated how Trump was being
the liberal
treated.
Media is doing exactly to Yang what they did to Trump in 16 and what they did to Bernie so that they could have their agendas.
Very true. They did it to Bernie
Clinton.
As well. But it wasn't
the WikiLeaks.
It wasn't the media that did it to him.
It was Elizabeth Warren
fucking,
and
it was his own fucking party.
The
that
whole
did
fucking
it to
party.
Him.
Well, the NBC is their own party in essence.
Yeah,
they're all controlled by the same people. And that's what I fucking hate.
Did NBC own it? Does Disney own NBC?
Yes! No.
Yeah.
They own
ABC
and Fox. Part of it.
They don't own Fox News.
Okay.
They don't own Fox News.
When I was growing up, I was fucking raised to be a liberal.
No, you weren't.
NBC, liberal. Every aspect of my family was liberal. And we were made to look down at conservatives. My mom only recently turned liberal because her new boyfriend... Conservative because her new boyfriend is a Trump lover. He's on... Trump's cock, like a preteen on the football captain.
She must hate that shit.
No, she's fallen in love with Trump, too. We watched the Trump documentary on Netflix. Any chance we get, Trump has made it cool to them. Old people like Trump. But this establishment has grown corrupt. Someone that's universally accepted and voted for, people want them. They get silenced by the people that we have entrusted. And over the years, I went from being so liberal and thinking that Obama and Clinton's were the only way to achieve satisfaction and justice for all. Little did I know, from the 16 election, this shit is fucking fraud. Basically, picture fire fraud. You show up somewhere, expected to get one thing, and then the people behind the scenes have something completely different in mind.
Mm-hmm.
what they do is they don't go by what the people vote for. They want to put their candidate, who is their establishment player, into the ranks. They want the person getting elected.
99.9% of the time.
Time and time proven to be the candidate for the leaders. And
no, I was gonna the say dark, Trump went dark elite. Against all of this stuff. Like, Trump was the exact opposite.
And Trump won against everything.
All odds.
That's because he's been such a part of society.
In Obama's own words, hold on really quickly. In Obama's own words, Donald Trump is the epitome of the American dream.
It's cool. He's basically the Great Gatsby form in 2020's talk.
But not really. Great Gatsby came here poor and then made everything by himself. He,
that was Trump's grandpa.
Okay, so Trump's grandpa is like the Great Gatsby.
So,
not Trump.
Our culture doesn't celebrate people who go off on the limb. In fact, our infrastructure is designed, it's designed to hate on them and remove them, disqualifying them from society. But the laws of physics and natural selection work in such a fantastic way, oddly enough, that someone like Donald Trump, who advocates for grabbing him by the pussy,
really quickly, that's
can
bullshit.
Win.
Don't say that. You have no idea what you're talking about. Regardless, I don't even understand how you can believe in natural selection when you're literally, like, the exact opposite of that, and you may, and your entire family genome made it this far, so.
It's really surprising. You make a good point.
It makes sense.
When I think of my family and myself, how if you have the Darwinian principles at play.
Yeah, you shouldn't exist.
Where you have survival of the fittest.
Should not
as we're told. That people like me and my mom and grandma or brother, that we survive. Because when we walk through a street, especially the more ghetto the street, the more likelihood, the chances of death. Because
always.
Anyone who's even remotely street looks at us, sees us interacting with one another.
Like, I'm
or just
talking
sees
about, like,
look and
a 15-year-old fucking white boy who listens to rap is more than capable of taking on their family. More than capable.
So people see us, and they want us to fucking
and
die.
And this kid's not armed with anything. Okay? I'll say the kid goes to elementary school, he goes to public school, so he knows how to fight a bit.
Whether you're a street smart, city tough kid, a plumber who's trying to hustle a quick buck, or the establishment who knows they can do whatever the hell they want. My family gets targeted because we're fucking weaklings. And they see that we're able to
wear it on your fucking chest.
We wear it on our sleeves and chest, legs, head, and feet. Like we're champs at being fucking oblivious and
pathetic.
And that people at every corner of humanity will try and take our assets, dignity, and livelihood, our well-being. They want to take all the shit that we have to provide because we just don't deserve it, according to them. People are vicious and they want to take from others who are weaker. That is natural selection. So, Ryan's been trying to theorize with calculations and various ratios in prior weeks is how on earth my family survived evolution and history, which is leaning more and more to the fact that there is a divine being, a God, who placed us all here, because my family and I would have never survived a few of the basic evolutionary principles in line.
You're literally proving yourself that
there is
that
there has to be some type of
God-given
power above.
That just loves human beings.
Has to love humanity, the fact that we were born and we function as something that just lives on, and somehow we don't get beat up or killed on a daily basis.
Every day.
We're, for the most part, okay.
Yeah.
People have tried to fuck up my brother. People have nearly fucked up and robbed me. Not to say we always get unscathed.
Not to say that you don't sometimes buy Cadillacs that have been completely destroyed for $5,000.
Should we just tell that story now?
Tell them, bro.
Alright. So there was a story where I had just gotten fired from my internship at PwC. if anyone knows PricewaterhouseCooper. I was an audit intern, auditing the financial hedge fund. As you could assume,
you're a terrible person being an auditor.
As you could assume from the way this podcast has been going the past 15 episodes, I was a terrible auditor.
Wow, we're at 15? Oh, 10 plus. Thanks for all the listeners.
And all the people at my job. Thank you, guys.
Go beyond plus ultra.
And all the people at my job absolutely couldn't stand me and hated me.
I wonder why.
So I got fired from that internship as quickly as as you would get hired to an internship. It was literally me going in and out within a matter of 2 months. Long story to shorten, I was hella depressed after I got fired, and I knew I needed a car living on Long Island, that I would have to get around places. So what I did was I searched everywhere with my boy Tri of where to find a used car. And my pathetic dream was always to fulfill the American dream of owning a Cadillac. So I took whatever little meager funds I earned from the internship, and I searched everywhere for the Cadillac.
$5,000, by the way.
First stop was I found someone on Craigslist who was trying to sell me their 98 Cadillac DeVille.
Oh, really?
That's yeah.
Just been gangsta.
This guy was a fucking loser. His name was Rick. Bro, when Tri drove me to...
Wait, is this the guy that you went to was just like, yo, man, I need you guys to drive me to Walmart. Yo, this is so funny.
This clown made us drive. We go to the car. He's like, all right, where's the money? Where's my $2,000? Here's a Cadillac DeVille. I'm like, does it work? He was in Sayville. Really white trashy dude.
Yeah.
He says, yeah, no, it's my uncle's car. He spends most of his winters in Italy. He's a old man. He's crazy. He doesn't know what he's doing. He likes to tinker with the car and such. I'm like, does it turn on? He says, it'll turn on. I think it will. But, you know, he thinks of himself as an engineer. My uncle, he's in Italy right now. Don't bother with him. Buy the car. I think it should work. So we try and turn it on. It doesn't turn on. Rick goes into the back, starts tearing out the back upholstery. And there's like wiring and gears. And he starts ripping out wiring and mixing and matching wires. And he says, this will make it turn on. You know, my uncle thinks of himself as some type of mechanic. He likes to mess with this stuff. Don't worry about it. We're going to get it up and running. Lo and behold, the car doesn't turn on. He thinks I'm going to hand him $2,000 right there for a 99 Caddy with 90K miles. That doesn't turn on. And I was a fucking sucker. I just got fired from a job. But even I had the street knowledge to know that this guy doesn't deserve my $2,000. So when he ends up making us do, me and Tri just wanted to drive home. We already wasted an hour and a half going to him and a half hour of this bullshit hearing about his uncle in Italy. So what he says is, you know, let's just go to Walmart and we'll buy a battery. Then we'll get it up and running. Then you'll give me the $2,000. And you know, if you want to give me a few hundred extra, I'll take it.
Yeah, man, he's been such a good fucking salesman. It's so nice. You should give him extra money.
Not to mention, this guy was like 4'9". So as we're driving to Walmart, he starts telling us how he's a scuba instructor and starts trying to get us to buy his scuba lessons. He says, yeah, you know, I'm specially certified in scuba diving. I could take you down, let's say, 100 feet. Oh, it'll cost you. I'll be able to take you, but you just gotta trust me on this one. So, he was saying a lot.
Damn, that's sketchy.
This is what salesmen would refer to as sensory overload. They try and say as many random, interesting facts that are either true or completely fabricated in an attempt to confuse you so much that you're spending so much time trying to put together these phony pieces that you completely forget
so
that
he's taking your $2,000.
You just want to give him the money and get the product you came for. Not paying attention to the product doesn't turn on.
Not realizing that since you've been there, the price has gone up $1,500 because you just want to leave.
So me and Tri driving to Walmart. Fucking embarrassing experience. He buys a battery for $300, which I couldn't believe he did. So as me and Tri are sitting back in the car with the battery, he says, I'm going to hop back in Walmart Oh, Martin, go to the bathroom. I'll be back in a sec. Tri looks over and says, you want to just dip with this battery and leave him here and never see him again? I'm like, ah!
You should have just left the battery and left.
Just left the battery.
Yeah.
So then, long story short, we weren't assholes. We waited for Ricky to come back. And then we basically got dicked around with him for another hour. The new battery he bought for $300 didn't work in the Cadillac 99 DeVille. Nothing worked. It was all phony. Long story short, I was pretty turned off to the idea of buying a used car. And I felt like a fucking loser just getting fired from my prestigious internship. So I didn't have a lot of people to trust.
So prestigious.
So prestigious. So I was really looking for some fucking answers. And where did I find that? eBay of all places.
Oh, eBay, my bad.
I looked on the list and I found one car which was the perfect price point. Cadillac CTS 03, let's say 110,000 miles. It was gold. Gold's my favorite color, so I was practically going to buy it.
Really? It's your favorite color?
Even if it was underwater.
It's your favorite color?
Like Trump, yeah.
Really?
I'm a herb.
Just say it. Continue.
So, I'm talking to the seller, and he's basically like, don't send me the money through eBay. Only send me through direct wire transfer, which is better for him because the money can't be traced, and there's less of a paper trail. Yes. For me, it's not so good because it gives the buyer less protection. Basically, I wanted the student's 03 CTS so bad that after I sent him the $3,000 he was asking for, he said, you know, just for you, I'll throw in a spare radio. Because the radio, he said spare radio, like he was giving me two. But the radio inside didn't work. So he ripped out the radio inside. He said, I'll throw in a spare radio because you're nice.
So he gave you an extra radio.
And then he gave me a headrest. Because the one inside was corroded with water damage and completely decomposed. So he was giving me basic add-ons. To replace parts that were broken, and he was making it seem like he was doing me the biggest favor. And yeah. He was completely overcharging me for a car that probably wouldn't end up working because it was on eBay. So I said to him, after he offered me all this free shit, I said, thank you for going above and beyond what anyone has ever dared to do. You truly are eBay's greatest seller.
Yeah, you call him eBay's
greatest seller.
Yeah.
Long story short, a tow truck dude that I had to pay another $400 for in Ohio, who lived down the street from the seller, he worked for a service that he went and picked up the caddy, drove it 8 hours or so to Long Island, dropped it at my house at night, and me and my mom came out. My mom was mad sussed out, just asking sketchy questions to me. I was in shock when the dude dropped it off. Because the car looked a little funny from the outside. It looked completely cool, but it looked like
it's
been through some shit. It kind of looked like it drove through a 100-yard football field after a storm, driving through really muddy swamp-like grass. So
this is how you get the car.
I get it like that. So the dude looked mad confused when he was handing me the keys. Like he was completely in control, and the delivery man, even though I paid him $400, and out of the goodness of my heart, I tipped him 20 extra for good karma. So much for that.
He looks so. How far did he drive?
8 hours from Ohio to New York.
Did I give him $20?
Well, $400.
But that's not going to him.
It is.
It's not like. I don't know.
He gets 200. The company gets 200.
I don't think that's how.
It is. I asked him.
Oh, okay.
So. He looked mad confused because he's like, why is
good for the day.
No, he looked confused like, why is this kid buying a flood damaged car? He knew immediately.
He knew the car was totaled.
I tried driving the car around and it started leaking water. And my mom said, why is it leaking water? I said, it's normal. But it made a complete creaking sound when it was driving. It didn't look normal. Lo and behold, I take it to the mechanic. Some Guido guy that Charlie's mom recommended named Rocky on Hillside. He said, it's a flood car. He said, did you know where you buy this car? I said, I got it on eBay. He said, son, someone sold you a flood car. undrivable. I said, what? I said, I'll pay for it, whatever it has to take. Just fix it, certify it, and give it to me. He says, what do we get, kid? There's rust on every square inch of this thing.
Yeah.
I don't know when it'll break down or how much work you're going to need to make it up and running. But it will break down every time you drive it. It will continue to accumulate rust from the rusty parts that can't be replaced.
Really nothing you can do about
and there's
that.
Nothing you can do about it. You got a flood car. Just scrap it. Do yourself a favor, kid. So I started calling this dude. I said, I called you eBay's greatest seller. What is wrong with you? How could you? And all this shit.
Who would do that?
I hear his wife on the back and arguing. No, he said, all right, I guess I'll give you a refund. The wife said, ain't no way you're giving that punk a refund. No fucking way you're giving that. He said, look, Alex, I can't give you a refund.
My wife said no. Sorry.
The wife said no. And then it went into this really negative discourse. And it was just back and forth, me and him arguing. And then he sent me a text that said, he said,
sorry.
He said, sorry, but I knew something was off with you from the questions you were asking. Even the delivery driver said there's something wrong with you. And then I said, what did the driver say? Please, just tell me. I don't even want the money back. I just want to know what he said. And then him feeling so bad for me ended up saying, I'll give you your money back, son.
Did he?
No, then the wife convinced him again not to give me the money back. He felt bad completely that I'm a fucking loser, awful, off-ass freak show. But even that wasn't enough to get me my $3,000 back from eBay's greatest seller.
What I find to be crazy is that the only thing eBay doesn't, like, guarantee is cars and car parts.
Anything with a motor. I said, I've been buying and selling and scamming people on eBay for years since I was in 8th grade. Why can't you refund me? The eBay spokesperson said, Sarah, we refund everything without a motor. If it's got a motor, we can't help you there. I said, what?
Yeah,
I would not have made a $3,000 purchase. I didn't know we weren't getting refunds after this. What the fuck? Scumbags. Literally all of them. Disgusting.
Well, not eBay.
All of them.
Why eBay?
Because they allow people to sell cars.
No,
knowing that
they allow people to sell cars and car parts. But if so, like,
Bro,
the issue is that... So, you got scammed.
Obviously, people
will
take advantage. Obviously, people will take advantage. The fact that they allow that.
People take advantage, but guess
no,
what?
No, bro! He's a seller. They didn't try and work with me and try and leave him bad feedback. Bro,
oh, yeah, didn't you leave a negative review?
I left him feedback, and then his lawyer his lawyer sent a letter to my home.
Yeah.
His lawyer gave me a cease and desist order. These fucking freak shows.
Yo, bro, this shit happens.
So.
This is America, bro.
He was
popped over and then sued.
He was insulted by me.
Yeah, you fucked up his business.
That I was trying to leave
a
negative review. What a fucking socio.
Bro,
like we need more people like
that
in this country. Disgusting.
Bro, think about the music industry. Are you kidding me?
I hate it.
They literally steal music from people, and then when they claim the music's stolen, they sue them.
They just sue them. They just sue them. Luckily, I didn't get sued. I had to do a cease and desist. But I walked away from that feeling so defaced and embarrassed. So luckily, with this new podcast we have out, we're able to save some face and put our best foot forward and gain some respect from the internet community for once. So lucky that we're in an environment where people truly value our word of mouth and take us for credible scientific resources. I'm so happy that we have this. It's just so necessary.
Stop spewing bullshit out of your fucking mouth.
What do you have to say, wise guy?
What do you mean? Don't fucking... Dude, whatever you just said was such bullshit.
How?
The last sentence.
What?
What did you say exactly? I just remember it being bullshit. I just stopped listening.
I said that we do good for our internet community and we put our best foot forward, saving face. And being respectable commentators and scientific contributors.
Oh, yeah, that's bullshit. Come on, bro.
What?
You can't be saying that. You don't do any actual scientific research.
I study quantum theorem and the speed of light daily.
Have you talked about any of that in this podcast?
Yeah, all the time, actually.
Yeah, I'm
Alright.
I probably know more about science than you. Yeah, especially given my job.
Yeah,
good one. Yeah. You don't even practice science for your job. It's just a hobby for you. I literally get paid to write scientific papers, so good one, bro.
Bro, I don't even understand how you have a job.
We already got to that. We addressed it already.
You literally have like 5 days left.
5 days.
So I feel like we're at that point that 5 days.
Soon. One more. So Trump's assistant resigned, but before resigning, she said that she had a better relationship with him than his own daughters, Timpani and Ivanka, and that he told her that he didn't want to be seen in pictures with his youngest daughter, Tiffany, because she's overweight.
Wow.
Yo, he's a terrible person.
I mean,
he's a sociopath. Holy shit. Yo, fuck that dude.
I wouldn't say that much.
Yo, he said he didn't want to be seeing pictures with his daughters. Youngest born. Because she's overweight. What
Tony
the fuck?
Tony fucking disgusting. Tony said the same shit.
Bro, that doesn't mean that's cool or
it's not
worthwhile
cool
or decent.
It's just like,
it's not.
It is what
Who
it
speaks
is.
That way about their blood?
Italians.
Trump's not Italian. Family.
Okay, but guess what? I'm saying people do it. There's nothing wrong with calling someone fat if they're fat. In
disgusting.
Fact, you should tell someone if they're fat, they're fat. Get off of your fucking ass and do something.
I'm going to speak up for the fat people out there.
It's a choice.
They're human.
It's fine. Yeah, there's humans.
Let them
choice.
Live.
It's a fucking choice to be fat.
And they make the choice daily.
Yeah.
Just like you make the choice to be an addict. And it works out well for anime
Gross.
Addict. Anime addict. And it works out for you.
Bro, but
so
it's my
like,
choice. It's my choice.
They like cheeseburgers the way you like weird conspiracy theories and
okay,
Japanese TV
guess
shows.
What?
That's
what? Not harming my life.
His daughter's not even that fat, bro. I would kill to have
I
someone that was
I'm
a skin,
saying that it's
as skinny as her.
That the older generation says.
He's an idiot. He's corrupt.
He's not an idiot and he's not corrupt.
He's insane.
No, he's not.
But I'm not going to
be
someone
be
who talks shit about Trump because most people who hate Trump are just hate
You're
fucking
trying
haters.
To talk shit about Trump and doing a very poor
no!
job at it.
I'm talking shit about what he said about his family. All the other stuff he did was pretty much how most American businessmen conduct themselves. Talking shit about family, even good businessmen don't say that.
Yeah, they
even
do.
No, they don't.
Yes,
no.
they do.
Well, Leona's dad said that he can't believe his daughter keeps shitting her pants. He can't believe he has to keep cleaning up while me and Tri were at our house. Which was hilarious. Did we ever tell you that story?
Wait, what?
We were at Leona's house.
Leo?
Leona. Corey Coyle and Alan Cho picked us up on the side
Caitlin
of the street.
Leona?
And drove us to Caitlin Leona to chill with her. It was just her. She went to the bathroom or some shit. It was just me and Tri chilling downstairs.
That's
before she
so
knew Charlie.
Weird.
No, we were just chilling. Yeah, it is weird. And then we hear the dad saying to the mom, she shit her damn pants again. Fucking disgusting. This fat whore just keeps shitting her pants and making a mess all over. We were like, yo, this Guido dad just talking mad shit.
Yo.
We never condone speaking badly about females like that. That's horrible and so mean and inconsiderate.
Quick story
cool.
about
very
boss
quick
because
our
had.
Listeners are losing interest by the second.
Nah, it's fine. My old boss, we were talking one day and he was like, I used to be very heavy. He was like,
cool.
Ryan, how'd you lose all this weight? What'd you do? And I was like, oh, I started running. I started going to the gym, eating healthier, you know, all the stuff that they tell you to do. It's not too hard. And he goes, yeah. Me and his daughter, by the way, are good
Fuck
friends.
Buddies.
No, I never had sex with her.
Because she's disgusting.
I wouldn't call her that, but...
obese.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty face, but obese.
Yeah, very pretty face, but...
But obese.
Morbidly obese, honestly. It's really unhealthy
Morbid.
How big she is. It's really unhealthy.
It's really unhealthy. She's not going to live to 60 if
yeah.
she
No, she's
sugar.
Really not. Okay, so yeah.
She has
so
cold bags
what?
On her every time she
okay.
walks. But
okay.
it's her body.
So, regardless
of her size. Please stop saying it correctly. So, regardless of any stupidity Ogun just said, my old boss, yeah, he asked me, like, how I lose all the weight, and I told him, like, you know, anyway, back to where I was. He's like, oh, you started going to the gym, huh? Yeah, my daughter gave me that, too. And, I bought the gym membership, but guess what she goes and does? She goes out and gets a boyfriend who's even bigger than her. So now she's like, oh, don't worry, I'll go to the gym with him, but can you help him out, Daddy? So then he starts paying. So now he's paying for half of the membership for the boyfriend, paying for her membership, and guess what he said? I pay for her to go to the gym. She comes home with a fatter boyfriend, so I have to help him pay for it so he can lose weight. But you want to know what happens instead? I have to buy a fucking crane so I can pick him up after he's done fucking my daughter.
Oh my god!
So he can go home afterwards. What I don't have to look at them.
What the fuck? What the fuck? That? Yo, what the fucking sociopath savage ass piece.
So these people are from an older generation.
They come from Sicily. Like,
they're coming from, you know, their generation.
They come from post-Italian
Italy. Who look at,
beautiful. They're modern-day American
who look at humans and they're like,
very objectively, yo, this person's like, overweight. They're not going to do good for our family. They're only going to create more problems to our obese daughter.
Yeah.
They're going to condone what she already has been.
So,
terrible. Not that we're against overweight people.
No, we're not condoning it. Everyone has their own life.
We want people to be healthy and happy, whatever size.
But I think another part of it
is, I fuck so many fat chicks, I'm not against fat people.
Guess what?
What?
If you don't like being made fun of because you're fat, lose weight. Don't fucking...
Or don't give a fuck. Don't give a fuck about
either. Or don't give a fuck.
But
guess what?
People hate when you're skinny or fat. That don't matter.
People are always going to be haters.
Live your fucking life. If you want to do better for yourself, then do better. But don't feel obligated for
if
one
you
person
feel
who's a scumbag and
like
probably
shit,
into their family.
Or if you
want
to feel the way that you were feeling before that guy made fun of you, just keep doing what you were doing. And hopefully, don't take it to heart. Try to block it out.
Cool.
But guess what? Your heart and your arteries and everything,
they won't thank you.
It won't be thanking you. They can't ignore. They can't ignore the extra large soda you just had.
Well, they're
with two large fucking McDonald's.
They're victims
fries.
Of physics.
Yeah.
Your own worst enemy is your head and the biochemistry in your brain, but your body is going to react to whatever physiological inputs that you provide. So, do on to yourself as you think others should do on, which means. Don't be a piece of shit and try and maybe eat Chipotle or Chopped or any type of green alternative to KFC, McDonald's, Chick-fil-A. They're all horrible. So, they're all terrible. Taco Bell. Yeah,
don't actually go to those places ever.
No, they suck. They suck. I go there.
Mickey D's once in a while.
Cool. Yeah. All right. This was a good podcast. We're just going to roast each other quick.
Yeah.
Ryan. Ha ha. Oh, Ryan. What can I say about Ryan? Wow, that's interesting. I think you're insecure sometimes, so that you try and act like a sarcastic dominator to try and have the upper hand in the conversation to overimpose on your insecurities that you're trying to conceal.
Yeah.
Cool. What do you have to say about me?
Okay, when you
eat... Say my name.
Sorry. Alex, when you eat, you don't fucking shut your mouth, and you just get food everywhere, and it sounds disgusting.
Ew. It's like spittling everywhere.
And I don't know how any girl has ever gone out to dinner
with you. They
didn't.
They've all said it's horrible.
It and must be a terrible
that's played
experience.
A role in their breakups with me, for sure.
You should never go on never. A first date to a fucking...
And what did you say to those girls at Chipotle in response to that?
Yeah, we're eating dinner at Chipotle eating a little dinner. While ago, yeah. And
Ryan has to sit away from me because I'm chewing so
And
loud.
Yeah, he kept on chewing with his mouth fucking open. And I was like, Alex, you gotta close your mouth. And he's like,
I tried.
I am. You weren't trying. You're a piece of shit if you were trying. So I'm like, Alex, I'm not dealing with this. I'm gonna go sit down by myself. I put in my headphones. I wanted to enjoy my dinner. You know, I had a long day of bullshit. I went to work. I had to deal with this idiot texting me all day, changing plans and shit. And I'm not a little prima donna about changing plans.
He's just a bitch about it.
The issue is that I'm taking public transport right now. And things have to be planned out accordingly, especially on the weekends. Because on Long Island, some things only work once an hour. So, if you change what's going on, it's kind of like, oh shit, I need to rearrange a bunch of stuff. It's not so easy. But,
yeah, the girls
like, did I do
it
and chill? Yeah, I did. I did everything, but it doesn't mean it's not inconvenient. Okay, let me finish. So,
I was eyeing these girls, and I thought they were eyeing
me. So, Oaken starts eyeing these fucking girls, and
thinking they were eyeing me, but they weren't.
Yeah, he's like, they're eyeing me
No,
back.
They were, actually. They were.
And
but they were, like,
again,
16.
I sat away from him, and then he came back over to me, being like, yo, you see those 16-year-old girls right there? I think one of them... No, they weren't 16, bro. They graduated. They had to have been at least 18.
You think?
They had to have been 18. Shit. Yeah, you're just exaggerating.
It's awful.
So, these 18-year-old girls, because they had, what do you call it? They had graduated high school. They had the graduation, what do you call it, the Herricks thing?
They
had the graduation thing. Yeah, that's how they knew the Herricks guys that were in there, and they said, what up?
Wow.
What a concept. What a concept that the girls said what up to the guys in the Herricks shirt and...
Cool.
You know.
You didn't even say what you said.
Apparently, one of the girls looked at Alex for a quarter of a second, or maybe 1 second. And Alex took this as, she's eye-fucking the shit
legs.
Out of me. She must be into me and want to fuck my fucking brains out like the little slut she is. This is what goes through his head, because he's a sick fuck. And he comes up to me, and he's like, yo, Ryan. He goes looking at me. And I just have in my headphones, and I'm like, dude, I don't care.
You're just watching anime.
I'm watching my shit. I wasn't watching anime.
Alien conspiracies.
Not that either. Regardless of what I was watching.
Irregardless.
I'm not giving you any of my food now. Fuck you. What do you call it? So, I walk up to the two girls. So, I'm sorry. He comes up to me and he's like, yo, that girl is into me, I'm telling you. And I just have my headphones, not trying to pay attention to him. And I'm like, bro, I don't give a shit. If you think she's into you, go say hi. Stop bothering me. He doesn't go say hi to the girl. There's nothing. And then, you know, we're getting ready to leave. And I get up, I pull my headphones out of my ears, because I haven't been talking to him the entire time. I just, like, looked at him and pointed to the door. And we were leaving.
Just
going
to where you want to move next.
So I stand up and I start walking towards the door, and Alex is behind me. And as we're walking to the door, we had to pass the girls. So I walk up to the girls and I say, good evening, girls. Excuse me, but do you think my friend here
He's
is cute? And they both go,
she immediately says, I have a boyfriend.
I have a boyfriend, and she has a boyfriend. So I was like, okay, thank you. And if the immediate response is, I have a boyfriend, it's a no. So, ba-dum-bum-bum.
Terrible. And then I said, sorry, he's gay. He's just trying to express himself. He's writing an article.
Yeah, I don't even understand why he did that.
And then they just
so
looked
weird.
So horribly confused and weirded
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I
feel
like
terrible.
You confused him more than I did, because I was nice and polite.
Luckily,
about it.
When we finally become rich and famous, we won't have to open our mouths at all, and we'll just get to clap those cheeks. Without having to expend too much effort, we'll just have money. Yeah, but for now, we're still jerking off. So, we really love our listeners. Haters, lovers, love it or hate it, the underdog's on top. So, I'm a Sean. until the heart stop. You know, MVP. Yeah. On the raps, MVP. And you should go and know where, and you should get to know me. Sorry. Thank you, guys. Yeah. Truly from the bottom of our heart. Until next time.
Jeff. Oh, shout out to Dave Chappelle.
Shout out to Chappelle.
Good job with the last stand-up. Peace out, everyone.
Good job. Now go suck some dick!